It's time for some collective wisdom, a podcast advancing the cannabis revolution one conversation at a time. We all benefit from sharing knowledge and experiences. So if you want to learn about the business of cannabis from those in the trenches, you've come to the right place. Here's your host, Lisa Tolner, co-founder of SensiChew.
Our conversation today is at the California Buyers Club, and I'm sitting here with Adriana Gomez, co-founder of Social Equity Los Angeles. Adriana, welcome to Collective Wisdom.
My name is Adriana, so I am the co-founder of Social Equity LA. We are an organization that focuses on the advocacy for equitable cannabis legalization, taxation, and enforcement. We also create an environment for community awareness and education. So those are the two main things that we do in our organization. We make sure that everybody has equal access to this industry.
Now, this is a new organization. When was it founded?
This was founded in 2018. We created the organization when we saw that there was a need for community involvement. There was a need for information to reach all corners of Los Angeles. We understood that many of the people who could benefit from this industry and from the licensing process was not fully informed of that opportunity.
Now, I believe there's a fair amount of confusion about what social equity and social justice really means. Can you describe that?
Social equity is part of social justice. There are many things that come into play when we talk about social justice. We talk about those who were incarcerated due to the cannabis crime and who are now able to enter the industry. We talk about the trauma that the communities have survived throughout war on drugs for the past, 30 years. We talk about the equal business opportunities that we need to give these communities who have lacked the education, the access to resources. So social equity in cannabis means having a fully inclusive process for everyone who may be able to qualify it to come into this industry.
I think it is important for people to realize that so many injustices were served, unfair incarceration back when the plant was prohibited, and now this is an opportunity for those folks to be part of the industry and to be able to have a second chance.
I agree. I think this is a second chance. Unfortunately, even though it is now legal in the state of California, not all the cities had followed suit. We still have many, many cities who don't have an ordinance as to how they are going to legalize or create a licensing process for people to have access to commercial businesses that involve cannabis. We also don't have enough cities in the state of California who have drafted a social equity program. Thankfully, Los Angeles did. It's not ideal. The mission, the vision was there. It just, we needed to have more community involvement, but we are dealing with what we have and making the best of it.
Are there any cities in the U.S. that are better prepared on the social equity front and have better ordinances in place? Or do you find that it's still confusing and there's still a lot of municipalities trying to figure it out?
Well, this is the beautiful part of it. Cannabis has been treated differently in many different states. California did this on a local level, meaning every municipality had the flexibility of drafting their own ordinance, as opposed to other states, and I believe Illinois did this on a state level, meaning automatic expungement, and it was also a social equity program statewide. So every city could follow that same program rather than drafting its own, leaving every city to do its own ordinance.
So then it became a big burden to each city.
It is. It is a big burden. Right now, I believe that everybody is watching LA. LA is going to be the model for most of the social equity programs that are going to come after this. I think they're watching. They are trying to improve what hasn't worked in LA. And based on what we do, everyone else will draft those ordinances very closely to the one that LA has.
How do you see enforcement? That's a subset of this in terms of some of the social equity operators that are obviously trying to move into the legal market. Where does enforcement fit in with all of this?
I think enforcement is now a much needed tool for this industry to thrive. Unfortunately, the time to justify and excuse those who are still doing business in the black market is no longer an option. We have ways to now do this in a licensed, legalized way. And if those players are still undermining the market by providing products that are untested, unsafe for our communities, I think the communities and the business leaders have a duty to put them out of business. I would say in terms of consumer, we need consumer education to make sure that if you see a product that doesn't meet the standards of a legalized and safe product, then you should not patronize those businesses. Business leaders need to come together, communities need to come together, and if we don't give them business, they have to disappear.
Tell us a little bit about the public relations and awareness campaigns that you're involved in.
We are an organization that provides different workshops, trainings involving different partners in the industry as well as elected officials. They're all free to attend and they're directed to the community. We want to make sure that people understand what are the benefits of supporting the legalized market. We expect many things from this industry, but we're not willing to put our 100% support behind them. So if the communities want to see benefits from this market, want to see tax dollars at work, we need to make sure that we're fully supporting them. So we create events throughout Los Angeles and pretty soon outside of the city of Los Angeles that will include communities where they have a say. They can talk about what needs to be improved, what they don't know that we can bring to their table so that they do know and make decisions based on knowledge, not fear, not confusion. So those are the things that we do.
I really like what you're saying about that education piece and the way you framed it. Listening to a lot of city leaders, and many cities clearly express this because they give out their local permit and they want their taxes, but then after that, they don't necessarily help those businesses to really thrive. And so exactly what you mentioned, you know, you want the benefits, but you don't want to fully support the industry.
Right.
And talk about being hamstrung. Talk about, you know, taking the benefit but not really delivering and really seeing how that's going to incorporate into your greater municipality, the greater society in your town, and then make that really work. So important work that you're doing.
Thank you.
Tell us about the benefits of the legal market. We all understand it. We get it. It's logical. But it's good to hear it from someone who's in the trenches on the social and the justice side. So, and again, hearing it in a different frame. So talk to us about the benefits of buying legal versus illegal, because people need to know that.
Of course. We need to understand that this industry is overregulated, meaning the standards of operation and manufacturing are higher than any other food we consume, meaning if you really want to make sure that your product is safe, it will not cause you any harm. It will not bring any illnesses. We need to buy legal products. These products go through an amount of different steps to make sure they reach the retail facility, so dispensary. They are tracked through a label that tells you where that seed came from and how it ended up on the shelf, either as an extract or as an edible or as a flower. So there is a way to track things and make sure that we can recall a product if it harms in any way. We need to make sure also that we understand that buying legal is not only a safety and health issue, it's also a taxation issue. We have the largest marketplace in the world for cannabis, meaning LA is the biggest player in terms of how much money we bring in and we are able to consume. With that being said, if we're actually patronizing those businesses who have a license, imagine the amount of revenue that these communities could be getting from that. We have to understand that in order to ask for things, we need to give, and communities need to give support for the industry to be able to give us back the help we need.
What do you see as important for 2020? What are you working on for 2020?
We are working on a few events. One of them is going to be a social justice event. We want to make sure that not only is Los Angeles fully informed of what that entails and the leaders that are putting forward this conversation, we need to make sure that as a collective group in Los Angeles and California and the United States, we have a model that we know where to go from, what to take and duplicate in other places. We also have different women events that are coming up. We want to have a safe space for women to be able to ask for help, to have the resources available, to have a higher participation in this industry. It's very low, and we need to be represented. We also have events that are putting a platform together for brands and the industry as a whole to be able to thrive and have a place to sell the products that are safe and tested. We want to make sure that we include as many communities and everybody understands what this industry is. It really does for everybody. It's a medicinal and recreational. People don't understand that. This is a plant that can be used as medicine. It's not just for partying. It's not just to have fun. People depend on this plant for other things, not just fun and parties.
And people have depended on this plant for thousands of years.
Yes.
As medicine.
Yes. I actually had a little story I come from a very conservative Catholic family. And when I told them, you know, I was involved in the industry, they weren't very happy about it. And I reminded them that my great-grandmother had a jar under her sink that actually had cannabis plants in it with, I believe it was alcohol, and she used it for arthritis. And I said, this is not new to our family. It is not new to the world. We just need to stop having this negative conversation around the plant.
Way to go, Grandma.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She was a hero.
She was a wise woman. There's exciting things coming up. You're working on many things that are important to the industry. If you could change one thing in the cannabis industry in your corner of the world, what would you change?
I would change the stigma around not only the word cannabis, but around the conversation. I would change it from being an industry that is creating crime, that's what people think, to an industry that will have an impact in generational wealth for many years to come. I would change the conversation from thinking about cannabis in the poor communities to thinking about cannabis as the new green rush, where the world will think of this period of time as one of the changing stages of the world or changing stages of the history.
Profound, but I think a lot of people agree with you, Adriana.
I think we've come to that point where we no longer lack the education. We no longer lack the information.
Well, and science is catching up, and we can see all the amazing things that this plant can do for society, for humanity, and it's a pretty exciting place to be.
It's an exciting place to be.
Adriana, thank you for your time today. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. I know you've got an event coming up, and I'd love to share that with our listeners. Tuesday, October 29th, the Women in Cannabis Investment Forum is coming up. Can you tell us a little more detail on that?
Yes, I would actually love to tell you about it. And it's an event coming up on Tuesday 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can RSVP at socialequityla.com. It's called Women in Cannabis Investment Forum. We'll have a little breakdown of what that banking bill looks like. We're going to have a networking space for each other to use as a resource to get to know everybody who's in this industry that may be able to help in our different goals, our different paths in the industry. And we would love to invite everybody. It's going to be at 13420 Van Nuys Boulevard. It's the Entrepreneurship Center in Pacoima. So thank you for the opportunity. I hope everybody attends and they get to see what the faces of cannabis look like, especially women faces.
And so that listeners can reach you if they have questions or information about Social Equity Los Angeles. Is that the same website?
That's the same website. Our contact information is there, and I'll give it to you again. It's www.socialequityla.com. You are welcome to give us a call as well at 818-669-6144.
That's this week's episode of the Collective Wisdom Podcast. Join us each week for another episode on OC Talk Radio, streaming on Thursdays at 3 p.m., and you can download Collective Wisdom wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to visit cacollectivewisdom.com or email us at collectivewisdompodcast@gmail.com to join the conversation. Thank you for listening.